Good evening, good morning. Hello, fellow stargazers. Maybe you're astrologers, maybe you're not. We're not.
I hope you're not if you're listening to this and judging us anyway.
I mean, I really hope not.
Please be unqualified.
Listen, welcome to your August horoscopes, capital W on the whore. We are coming to you, two non-astrologers, Jamie Ryan, that's her in Los Angeles.
And that's Austin Williams in Chicago. It always throws me off.
Let's get into August without any hesitation. Jamie, tell us about it.
Let's talk about August. So the themes this month, I will say we can all rejoice that it will be a month free of Mercury retrogrades. So
praise be.
We can look forward to our technology not failing and communication feeling like mostly normal, all things considered in the current landscape. Here at Why Are You Like This, speaking of themes, our August theme, I just have to quick plug it, is sexual sort of exploration. I would say
orgasm, if you will.
I will. The forecast for our content is a shower of fetishes, emerging sexualities, the frontier of sexuality, really, we'll discuss, and much, much
Hopefully,
more.
Hopefully, ultimately, a shower of bodily fluids. We can't know.
Many fluids. Yes. Everyone be safe.
I hope you finger blast when you listen to this podcast. Okay.
And much more. Yeah, if that's what you're wanting to do. Anyway, back to this, the themes of August outside of our world. It's Leo season. It's been Leo season as we roll into this month. And I would say that like the general vibe of that is like we're all tossing our hair in the mirror while we try on online clothing orders and we send pics to our friends to ask, should we keep this? But what we really mean is you should tell me how hot I look right now. And that's, you know, how we'll
That's
all be feeling.
That's the energy I want. That's honestly the energy I'm trying to return to. My muse is Hailey Bieber. We've talked about it offline. Okay.
And personally, I miss receiving the, like, just barrage of mirror pics from you. I look forward to those.
I haven't been feeling myself.
Me
hoping
either.
To get back to that place.
I haven't sent you one either. Yeah. Yeah. Used to be all kinds of mirror stuff going on. Anyway. Both of us. But then we're going to swing into Virgo season and we've whipped our hair enough. We're going to settle down just a little bit for that back to school energy that we always feel at this time. It's going to be more focus on the tasks right in front of us, pulling our heads out of the clouds, maybe turning a new leaf. For example, this could be a good time to start coming to like class, work, or book club prepared if you're someone who isn't usually. This is a thing that I do in September is like I become a person who's like less disorganized for a minute. So you do whatever that means for you. And Austin, what are some dates we should keep an eye out for?
I just have to say, I don't know, just everything you're speaking about with this energy of hair flipping before I get into these dates. I know that she's a Taurus, but there is a new album, and I feel like Lizzo is who we should all be channeling. You know
Lean into, well, she can channel a Leo also. Like, I would say her release and like her current like Amazon experience has like big Leo energy.
Yeah, I'm feeling the Leo energy. That's to say, listen, a real astrologer could probably tell us more about her chart. Okay, listen, I'm not here to derail on Lizzo, but if you gave me the floor to do so, I might. Okay, so on August 4th, Mercury enters Virgo, and for the next few weeks, communication is grounded, practical, and highly strengthened. Love to see it. Mm. On the 5th, we've got a first quarter moon in Scorpio. It can be helpful to do your research, to solve any kind of challenges, and maybe, you know, transforming yourself or the circumstances might bring some opportunities to you around that time. On the 11th, we've got a full moon in Aquarius, and this full moon is going to bring,
the last Aquarius full moon was the fucking worst. I'm so sorry. Go on. Well, I just like cried about like homelessness for like a whole day. Go ahead.
It's a thing to cry about for a whole day. Yeah, I understand. So listen, this one I hope feels a little softer. It's going to be a time that maybe we're going to bring to light some themes of collective awareness and understanding, and maybe how your identity fits into the wider puzzle. And that sounds hopeful. I like fitting in. Venus enters Leo also on the 11th, and that's when love can be more affectionate over the coming weeks. Love to see it. And you can really enjoy time spent with just the people you care about. On the 19th, we've got a last quarter moon in Taurus. and intuition at that time may be grounded or connected to our senses, and we might be a little more practical. We might be a little bit more able to let things go, like that energy.
What a relief, yeah.
But truly, what a relief it is. On the 22nd, the sun enters Virgo. And for the next month, our focus may be on service, work, and how we can be of aid to others with the power of our own voices, okay? Now, on the 24th, Uranus retrograde in Taurus begins, okay? And Uranus retrograde calls upon us to make radical changes from within instead of externally, especially when it comes to our homes, you know, any kind of abundance we may be chasing or seeking to kind of create, and really our sense of comfort and stability. On the 25th, Mercury enters Libra. This is a time where communication can really become full of charisma and just diplomatic energy. For the next weeks, tact matters more than usual. Keep that in mind.
Oh, we'll be together. I'll keep it in mind.
Okay, yeah, that's right. You be tactful in this house. Okay. Listen, on the 27th, we've got a new moon in Virgo, and there can be plenty of work for you to do, okay? You and I alike. We might pursue new work opportunities or new opportunities to be more productive. And I hope that, I don't know, those things feel like they come to fruition in positive and good ways. That's what I'm wishing, August 2022. But listen, we've given you some dates. We've given you some Lizzo energy. Without further ado, let's get into who's having the regular month.
Because you wouldn't hear about yourself.
And then the superlatives.
Of course.
Yeah, about the best and the worst month. So, Jamie, kick it off. Who's having the first regular-ass month this August?
Let's keep it classic and start with Aries. Aries, dear brother and others, this August, you're going to be maybe like a little dreamy for a while at the beginning. But then you're going to like really start to lean into creating whatever the idea of like a perfect life is for you. And so bear with me, I know that sounds like nonsense, but during this period, there are like certain blocks that have been popping up in your life for maybe a long time, repeat offender blocks, patterns, if you will, that maybe you could break out of. And it's going to be easier for you to like identify those things at this time. So maybe some subconscious blocks rising to the surface, and it could be like a little bit easier to work those out. And ultimately, that will help you achieve whatever kind of like ideal happiness you're aiming for at this time. And generally, when you think about these mental blocks, these emotional blocks, and they kind of rise to the surface of your consciousness, maybe spend some time like focusing on solving those problems, figuring out how to like remove these blocks from your life. And you could find that like as you solve these problems, you could become more receptive and open than usual. And you might even enjoy reading some books about personal development at this time, to which I would say be careful, because it's a slippery slope to cult stuff. And there's a lot of bad advice books out there, but definitely lean into like your personal development shit. Just like be careful who you listen to. Don't be too impressionable. And my other warning this month is to be careful of some maybe problems with your back that could pop up. So, you know, lift with your knees and all of that, whatever, if you're lifting stuff. Anyway, Aries, you will feel both proactive and restless. And I understand how those can be kind of two sides of the same coin. You're going to have a lot of energy to plan like your end of year goals, like kind of mapping out like the next 6 months, like where do I want to be by January? You're going to be like in that kind of vibe. And just make sure that like you balance your time between these fiery passions to organize your life and like develop yourself personally. Balance that with like spending some time and energy on your loved ones, because it could also be a nice, easy time with the people that you love. Just, again, watch out for that back pain. Yeah, enjoy yourself. Who is next?
Next, we are talking about the sweet Cancer crabs. Hello, sweet Cancers.
Pubic listen. Lice. Ooh.
Hello. That's, you know, listen, she said it, not me. Okay. And I hate to be more negative, but Cancer will have to deal with some problems at home and with family life this August, okay? Mm. Also, maybe a little bit of professional turmoil, okay? A difficult time, perhaps, you know, at work, and it's not a time to let your professional problems dominate your life, okay?
It's definitely
just
not.
A reminder of, like, how much work it really took to get you to your current position, a good thing to think about, and a reminder to not get into quarrels, because it's not going to end well for you this month. Again, we talked that bit about tact, okay?
Mm.
And watch out for rumors. Don't give faith to what others say. The situation is potentially the tensest at the end of the month, when perhaps that tact, we said, was most important.
Mm.
That said, I do want to say at the beginning of August, we might have a bit of an unexpected cash injection, which we love.
Oh,
a fuller wallet might tempt you to make some extra plays, a little loose spending. And it is worth spending, but I would say this is a month to not spend on pleasure, but instead developing your skills. Okay, investing in yourself is always a good idea, and what some professional recruity kind of people might tell you is that, you know what, never is subject to inflation or changing finances or skills, invaluable. I don't know. Listen, I'm not
That's
one of
not
them.
True. Okay. There's plenty of skills that have been replaced by machines.
Exactly. But that's not what I'm telling you, sweet crabs. Okay,
no,
listen.
You can. No one can ever take your education from you unless you're given a lobotomy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So listen, sweet crabs, thanks to friends, okay, you might be flooded with some good proposals, some fun things, socially going out, spending time together. And I say this is a time, although you've got some stress, don't give up on spending time in the company of people you care about. Someone's looking after you and looking for opportunities to get to know you better, okay? And that's always something we can all enjoy. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's going to be Taurus time. Taurines, here you are. August is going to be full of passion for you, and you can look forward to, and this is very exciting, many new love experiences, sexual or otherwise, I'm going to say. And due to your composure and peace of mind, you're going to be spreading positive energy into your surroundings. And this is going to allow you to get in touch with some interesting people who you will feel on the same wavelength with. I'm going to say I'm picking up big Burning Man vibes here, but like, I'm sure every Taurus isn't the same. But some of you, I'm sure, are connecting with people of the Burning Man variety at this time. Anyway, that can be fun. However, long-term problems might accumulate at work, and you also will maybe face some unpleasant disputes, specifically with your superiors, and that's never fun. That's pretty uncomfortable. The planets during this period will be encouraging you to make some important work decisions that might not seem right at first, but then, like, as you chew on it more, it's, you know, it's like a gut feeling. The planets are rubbing on you, telling you that, you know, you do need to leave this job, or you need to stay at this job, or you have to say something uncomfortable to your boss at this job. Whatever it is, you know deep down what you need to do, and some planet I'm not familiar with is pressing on you about it. And just pay attention to that, and maybe do whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't feel like sick about it for a long time, for example. Something that I do. Anyway, in August, Tauruses will also be able to socially set aside any kind of natural shyness and open themselves up to some new friendships and potentially some new romantic relationships. As I mentioned, there will be many new love experiences on the table. So you've got a little bit of like natural charm, a sensuality to you at this time. So don't be afraid to like show off a little bit. Just lean into yourself. Those around you will much appreciate it. When it comes to the opinions of others, I would say like same approach. Use your charisma. Things might get a little bit hot at work. Just try to like maintain your likable self, however unpleasant your superiors are. And physically, you'll be feeling mostly fine. But strangely, much like the Aries, you also could have a little bit of a back problem. So I don't know what everybody's doing this month, but I guess while you're having your new sexual experiences, be careful with your back. Consider a brace. I bet someone would find that extremely erotic, a brace fetish. And who's next?
Next, we are talking about the Geminis. Hello, fellow Gemini brethren. August for us will be sometimes turbulent and abundant, with all sorts of changes. Okay, I hope some good ones
for turbulent market.
My personal sake, you know, listen, surprises can be expected, especially around the 3rd and the 17th. We've got a little planetary movement, okay? And I think if we can really manage to remain calm and self-controlled, at the end of the month, we're going to see that there are some fruits of our labor. Some things are going to come out for good, okay? This month is a good time for sweet gems who are maybe selling or buying property. Love to hear that for you guys. It's not me. Okay. Your partner or spouse, or, you know, just maybe the object of your affection, maybe not as committed. Who's to say, right? I'm not an astrologer. Might need to make some, you know, I don't know, clerical changes. They might be going through some work stuff. Professional things might be consuming this person more. But if you're in kind of a financial partnership, maybe it's even a business partner, it could be a good decision to really make some space for this. I think it could be profitable and good for you guys as a team in the long run, okay? Ultimately, it is a very interesting month for your relationships, our relationships, I should say, sweet gem, with our relatives. We might find an unprecedented amount of empathy. We might feel like volunteering, okay? That's a good thing. That's always a good thing. We might start to socialize or undertake maybe some more charitable activities or even just ways to get involved in our community. And we really owe the influence of that planet Neptune to that kind of activity. We also may feel a little stimulated creatively, and our imagination might, you know, make us start looking for maybe alternative solutions to our problems, applications for our skills. And we're not going to offend anyone now because we shouldn't, okay? That could have some big consequences. So I do think, again, that reminder of tact, minding your P's and Q's. Mm. But listen, Venus is making us look pretty attractive this month. Not a time that I think those who are out and about would be complaining about a lack of sex. Okay. Mm. Listen, folks in relationships, you might be making some important decisions about the future. And I say, take it with seriousness, be thoughtful about it, and be thoughtful with your words, sweet gems. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's going to be time for Leo. So, Leos, I feel like I've given you like some bad readings lately. And I know you've had on and off a lot of like interpersonal drama. But like, this is a pretty good month for you. We'll get to it, but it's pretty good. So it's going to be a month full of success. So you're back on your shit of always succeeding at what you try. So congratulations on that. You will not only prosper at work, but also in your personal life. And I will say, like, I guess about time for you. I feel like you've had a lot of work wins, but it's come at the cost of maybe some relationships here and there. But at this time, you will shine with positive energy, positively affecting your surroundings, much like the Aries. And you can expect some very interesting invitations, perhaps, to maybe a VIP social event or whatever is kind of like an exclusive invite in your sphere. Look out for one of those. And wherever you are this month, you walk in, you be a welcome guest. People love to chat with you. It's your thing. Like, it's, I don't know, the sun is doing something, that's your main planet. And you just have like a lot of, you got a lot of luster about you that people are into right now. But we're going to need to be careful and not let that sort of those fame adjacent feelings that you're going to start to have rise to your head, because you can be a real asshole when that happens. And of course, your partner, if you're a partnered individual, or partners, if that's your deal, will be proud of you. But try to show this person that you care about him, her, they, them, more than you care about your popularity. Because there could be some bumps if it feels like the most important thing to you right now is your popularity. And I would say warranted on the part of your partner. And in August, Leos are going to have maybe the best time of their whole year. You're going to really enjoy yourself. Colleagues, things are going to be smooth, finally. And pay attention to your instincts when making some difficult work decisions. And you could also have like a little bit of luck at this time with any kind of like fiscal decision making, perhaps like a little bit of risk taking. Again, this is not financial advice, but I'm just saying there could be a little bit of luck your way right now. Just beware. This is my only work thing. I know I said that things were pretty good at work. That's for the bulk of the month. But as we approach the end, if you have not checked yourself on like you know, being the center of attention constantly, some of your work relationships with your colleagues could deteriorate, and it's going to be a situation where like mild irritations that people have with you build into them talking about you a lot behind your back. And so we could see how that could lead nowhere good. So watch out. And who is next?
Next, we are talking about the Virgos. Hello, sweet Virgos. In August, you will be strongly motivated to achieve your goals. This may push your family into the background. Okay. Oh. But listen, your loved ones are not going to take like great offense to it. They're going to support you and may even be some of the people motivating you to act. Okay. Got a lot of big planetary stuff happening that's really going to support this energy, your vitality this month as you kind of take on some things. You know, you're a systematic worker, sweet Virgos, and your career maybe is going to begin to develop in ways you've been hustling for a while. Maybe professional goals will feel a little less difficult to achieve this month. We love to see it, okay? Mm-hmm. It's important, though, that you spread that energy evenly so you don't run out of enthusiasm, okay? You know, we're not seeking burnout, and it is so easy to be found, okay? Around the middle of the month, this is a time I want to tell you, refrain from investing big money. Maybe if you did get that little promotion, you know, refrain on using that new income if it came, or bonus or new job, whatever it is. Refrain on really spending that stuff until the second half of the month, when it's going to be, I think, just a more favorable time. In, you know, after mid-August, I think investments could pay off very well, okay? So just be patient.
These prices are volatile, yes.
Prices are volatile. Buy, sell, sell, buy, as they say. Yep. Okay, but not until, like, after the 12th. All right, listen. August is going to bring, I think, much happiness in love and romance, even with work taking the forefront, because I think you'll be able to find some time for your friends, and perhaps in that circle for our single Virgos, maybe someone new might emerge, okay? Mm. You might find love near the workplace or just in a group where you spend time that you really are kind of pursuing hobbies or passions, less maybe related messy. To your job, yeah. Or maybe not related to your job. You feel me, okay? But for those coupled, maybe thinking about things, I don't know, maybe you're expanding a family. Could be the time to do it, okay? But all to say, I think there's going to be a lot of energy. At the end of the month, I want to say just watch out for arguments with your friends or partners, a colleague, whatever it is. Don't get involved in those unnecessary conflicts. It seems like a theme for everyone around the end of the month, mm-hmm. is be tactful, 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 tactful. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's going to be time for Scorpio. So, Scorpios. This August, what's really going to come out in your personality is your stubbornness and your drive, primarily those two things. And that's going to be both good and bad, as we could expect. So you will achieve nearly anything that you set as a goal for yourself this month. You're going to have a lot of follow through. However, you might have a tendency to like steamroll and have perhaps no regard for others as you do this work, or maybe have no boundaries with other people, and this could maybe become problematic, and people don't love that, especially in a project situation. It's easy for maybe someone to feel taken advantage of by you, so be on the lookout for that. And it could be that your colleagues will look at you with some hostility at this time, and it could be, as you suspect, that they envy your drive and success. They are so jealous of you.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say that it's not like a touch of jealousy. It could be. But like, there's some truth. And, you know, if you adapt to them a little bit, if you stop doing the things that are bothering them, you might see that they soften toward you, maybe even allow you into their group. But that's really going to depend on your behavior. So consider your priorities and adjust your actions depending on what's more important to you. And maybe it is just as much production as possible, in which case, plow ahead, but know that everybody will hate you. It's fine. No, that's, yeah. Anyway, Scorpios are also going to be highly desirous in many ways this month. Of course, sexually and also fiscally and towards your goals. There's a lot of dominant energy kind of rolling off of you. And, you know, that could also lead to some physical tension, muscular tension. Be aware of, like, maybe the potential for, like, sprains at this time, probably just because you're wound up pretty tight. And also, there could be some complications in some of your relationships, as you'll also be experiencing emotions more intensely at this time. And I'm going to say, like, maybe you're experiencing mania. This sounds quite a bit like what mania feels like to me. Anyway, you'll have some feelings of frustration, super intense emotions rising up, and this all could cause you to be maybe too critical and a little contrarian with your loved ones.
Understandably, you know.
Yeah, if you're a partnered person, I'm just going to say be careful that you're not being unreasonable with your significant other. You know, that's all. Just don't be a total dick as you're trying to conquer the world this August. And Mr. President, I'm remembering you are a Scorpio, so listener... Joe Biden, keep all this
Joe
in
Biden.
Mind.
Listener Joe Biden. Yeah. Aging Joe.
And who is next?
Next, we are talking about the Sagittarians. Hello, sweet Sages. This month is going to be one where you're maybe perhaps really also expanding your ambitions. But unlike some of our other friends, I don't feel like the professional plans are really the things that are coming to, like, bear fruit this month, so sure. to speak. Actions taken are not going to bring those immediate benefits. And
we need old
listen,
signs, yes.
Right, okay, yeah. So on some level, I want to say, like, maybe this isn't the time to start that new endeavor if you're thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to lead to disappointment or frustration, you know. So if you're thinking about that big entrepreneurial jump or, you know, trying to take on some sort of new challenge professionally, maybe sit back on that one. Wait and noodle on it a little further.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel me. It's almost Q4. Okay. It's worth focusing on personal development, though. Okay? And I think in that field, you can achieve a lot in August. Perhaps profits and kind of success, whatever that looks like for you, may come from, you know, something dealing with media or, like, modern tech. Maybe you're interested in kind of some sort of industry. Maybe you're seeking things in, like, a property kind of capacity, like some physical real estate kind of vibes, I guess, all to speak. You know, if you're feeling these things, if you're interested about it, a good solution instead of jumping in headfirst into the deep end would be to maybe sign up with a local financial organization for some sort of, like, class, or if somebody's leading some sort of seminar you're interested in, maybe it's a time to do a little bit of that learning. And I think that'll enable you to broaden your horizons, gain the valuable context, and really circle back on those big goals later with a clear, more purposeful vision. Okay? And listen, the greatest profit is expected at the end of the month, but all the time, remember generosity towards others in terms of your love life, sweet Sages. I think this is a good month for you, okay? I don't see you with as much discord among your partners or lovers like some of the other signs we've been talking about. I also think it's a great time for you to make some new friends if you find yourself in those circles. Got big personal charm that really can attract and delight folks. And this month, it's better to not maybe, again, make those hard decisions in your love life. So maybe it's not the time to be thinking or contemplating marriage or, like, you know, kids.
Separation,
or whatever it is.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. But again, like, leaning into the ease and the learning and kind of developmental parts of it, so to speak. I don't know. And also, like, get laid. That's advice we can all enjoy. Who
For
are we talking
sure.
about next?
For sure. It's going to be Pisces. So Pisces, I have to tell you, you were runner up for best month, but I didn't want to give it to you because I think that this is a very selfish and perhaps irresponsible month that you have ahead of you that's going to dick over some other people. And so even though you're going to have a great time, you don't get to get the superlative. But here we go. It's going to be a fun time for you. So you're definitely not going to lack a social urge this month. I know sometimes you guys like to hide in your den, but no, you're going to be out, you're going to be about, you're going to be wanting to spend every free moment in some kind of shared activity with friends, a partner, with new acquaintances. Big not wanting to be alone energy, I'm going to say. However, it's, you know, it right now, at least coming from a place of like high energy enjoyment, you're going to feel very playful. You'll be very comfortable, confident, and you're going to find that like you can hold court a little bit at this time. These new people that you're around are really going to listen to you and you'll feel like understood. And that's a nice thing, especially with new people. That's pretty uncommon. So congratulations on that. But you'll just be kind of vibing, letting everything flow. You're not going to stress about anything this August. You're just going to fully enjoy the moment. And August will be the real month of love, if you will, for Pisces. And they will feel the strong, strong influence of Venus at this time. So individuals who are in romantic relationships can expect to be mostly devoted, sort of singularly devoted. Like maybe we're ignoring the outside world, living in a love bubble, which, you know what, good for you. That is a fun place to be. But we just want to make sure we also answer the phone occasionally. And single Pisces, you can expect high levels of flirtation, but paralysis when it comes to choosing between the potential partners. And I mean, if everyone's poly, then like you wouldn't have to choose, but I don't know if you are. So good luck with that decision. But your sexuality is going to really be in overdrive, thriving. And you will often, often forget all of your responsibilities just fucking this August. And hey, it looks like an orgasm for you. And so,
orgasm.
Really, you're going to forget about everything just fucking. Anyway, so through all of this losing yourself in sexual ecstasy, you will realize.
You gotta lose yourself in the moment.
You'll.
You
know. No.
Okay.
You'll realize that most things aren't as urgent as you thought, whether it's calling someone back, finishing up a work assignment, some kind of, I don't know, financial deadline. All of these things will feel not so important and distant, and you'll be totally chill with ignoring them. So, you know, maybe consequences to come, but congratulations on a really fun, detached August. And who is next?
Next, speaking of detached, here's the opposite of that. Hello, Capricorns. Welcome to the program.
Wow, okay. Bringing it back down, tying it down tight.
I mean, emotionally detached, but not detached from your goals, I should
yeah,
say.
There
maybe.
We are.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sorry. Okay, well, listen. You are always out here not putting things off on that type A long to-do list, maybe interrupting your sleep and rest to get it done. And I do think that this month may be that kind of month for you, a true to your nature, should we say, okay? I feel like there's a lot of folks in your family who might be demanding and wanting your attention this month, and maybe you're going to have to combine some of these home and professional matters. Maybe you're working from home, and that's kind of bleeding into everything, an experience so many people are having right now. But listen, you're talented, you're a Capricorn, you got this energy, and I think that you'll really be able to reconcile these kind of, I don't know, dueling forces in your life, right? Between personal and professional. And I think, listen, make sure you find some time for yourself and all that, not just for your homies, okay? It's not going to be a difficult month to find money, and investments are, you know, starting to provide returns perhaps, okay? If you find a moment to think about maybe how you want to invest your hard-earned money, I think this is a time to, you know, scatter your rose petals or whatever. Don't put all your eggs in one basket is what I'm saying, okay? But I'm not cautioning you to invest like I did some of the others. So take it for what you will, okay? In terms of love, now this is where things could feel a little tricky. Might have some minor understandings that could grow, could lead to some arguments. I think you, again, I'm going to urge towards tact this month. The only solution is an honest conversation to really straight out all the matters, even the ones that are painful, which, you know, we know you don't always love to do. My single caps, you might have a chance of meeting someone in these professional circles that are vying for your time right now. But I caution you, if that's the case, to remember that it's really important to talk about topics other than work. Mm. Okay, advice we can all enjoy. I do say, again, remember to balance that sleep and work. I don't want you facing any health problems. I don't want it creating unnecessary stress, okay? Now, here's my last final warning, Caps, on just something I think you can keep calm, but like, listen, there might be someone for some of you who are trying to spread some false rumors, okay? Mm. I think you can get ahead of this, but you got to keep calm and not panic too much because then you might be mistaken for the guilty one, okay? Listen, all in all, Capricorns, you got this. You're you. I think it's going to be a fine kind of regular month. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But with that said, we have reached a very special and important time in this
Indeed
program.
We have.
Superlatives.
Here we
Jamie,
go.
Jamie, lay it on us. Who's having the worst August ever?
It's me. So, my fellow Aquarians, we are poised.
My fellow Aquarians. Sorry.
No, I liked it. Poised to have not the best month. So, here we go. It's all right. What I am about to explain to you this month is, I feel that it is. This is the kind of month that I have pretty frequently. These are familiar feelings to me that I'm about to describe, and maybe they are to you too. I hope not, but I guess they will be soon. So we can all look forward to taking everything too seriously and too personally. We will also begin being overly perfectionistic, which will motivate us, but also failure of reaching our goals will bring us very low emotionally, down, down, down. And we're going to have like a lot of anxiety around doing things perfectly. And I'm going to say, like, I've definitely been in a situation, many situations, where I'm like vomiting from anxiety before doing like a pretty regular thing. And so, because I'm worried that it won't go right. And I just have to say that, like, we all shouldn't do that, but we're about to do it again. So we may even find that we lose track of what we actually want in life. And what we should be doing, apparently, is looking for help at this time from our close loved ones. Maybe we could share our troubles with someone, and that would be good for us, but, you know, it's going to require pulling ourselves out of a somewhat depressive state, and so that could be tough coming up at this time. And we're going to need to make sure that to combat some of these anxieties, overly perfectionistic ruminations, late nights of tossing and turning, sweating, and going through the itinerary of the next day, the best thing we can do is give ourselves enough free time to sort out our priorities, because this is not a life. We cannot live like that. It's not a space that we want to be in. And we will be both wild and restless in August. And so, Austin, you can look forward to me visiting in a manic state. And that'll be however it is. But the reason for this wild restlessness, this mania, will not be because of tasks that we're given at work, but rather, and this really cuts deep, you guys, rather the excessive demands that we will have placed on ourselves.
Ooh, went for the jugular.
It did. Due to Jupiter's influence, we will perhaps overestimate ourselves, and therefore we will feel that our life has become unsteady when we find that we have overestimated. And while we will be enthusiastic about these new challenges on the front end, not achieving them, these things that we've, you know, kind of lofty goals that we've set, really could lead to the depression that I mentioned. And Aquarians, you know, we also have a strong sense of justice. And, you know, so any kind of current event stuff could hit us especially hard this month. So, you know, we'll just protect our energy, stay close to loved ones. Let's try to not quarrel at home, because, like, we will not have energy for that. And our fuse will be short, 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 short. So, you know, let's think about where we really want to spend our energy and try to not, like, be too depressed or negative, please.
Let's think about it.
Please. Anyway, that's all I have, and we'll all just be over here floating in our own water. And who's having the best month, though?
Oh, sweet Libras, you knew it was you. You were waiting. Drum roll, you know, right on into it. Let's go. Oh, Libras, listen. I've got a big entrepreneurial spirit going right now and a lot of courage. And I think that is really going to see you achieving your goals this August. We got big time favorable alignment across the board. And I think you have a greater chance than ever to shine in the professional field, whatever that looks like to you. Now, really, I think this month for sweet Libras is going to rock, but I also think that it's you that facilitate how good it is. So listen, when you're collecting the congratulations or thanks, you know, just be modest, okay? Because that's a characteristic of successful people.
Quite a bit of arrogance in the air this month.
Yeah, listen, okay. But all to say, you're really going to be appreciated. There are going to be accolades. Folks are going to be into it, okay? And so just handle it humbly, okay? Now, due to its location this month for you, Mercury is providing some success in finances. You know, maybe this work is really tied up in good earnings too, okay? Or whatever it is. You might have some excess cash coming in this month. Again, I encourage you to do with that what you will. Maybe you support an interesting social initiative. Maybe you get involved in something that feels like just, you know, maybe a little philanthropic, a little bit for the community, whatever that looks like, okay? But there is going to be money, okay? You also are going to be living a very active social life this month, sweet Libras. Got a lot of opportunities to spend time with friends. And the thing is, it's going to improve your mood. It's going to remind you of how many kind people are around you. But it's just, you got to show up. And so altogether, it's just like, again, it is what you make it, okay? Now, sweet singles, maybe you're waiting for some sort of big love moment. I don't see any big lasting relationships coming of this August for you, but I do see big, horny, fun energy, okay? And that's something we can really all enjoy.
Isn't it?
Also, I think we're going to have some good time for rest and relaxation. A lot going on, but I think some good general balance. You got scales. You know how it is, sweet Libras. Okay. You know, lean into your close friends, take your success, in stride without, you know, getting too full of it and lean in to the good opportunities and the financial cash flow that's coming your way because it looks pretty sunny. Okay. That said, these have been your August horoscopes, whore with a capital W. Okay. We will catch you next month. But, in the meantime, if you have feelings about your stars or our stars or the stars colliding, as always, you can find us on the internet via email at whyyoulikethispod@gmail.com and on Instagram at whyyoulikethispod.
Bye.
Bye.